Just to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we learn about the product footprint of electronic devices and how it's cheaper and sustainable to buy second-hand electronics. In the age of rapid technological advancement, the smartphone industry is at the forefront, continually introducing new models with advanced features. However, this rapid cycle of production and consumption poses significant environmental challenges. A sustainable approach to this dilemma is the growing trend of purchasing refurbished phones. Patrick Power is Senior Marketing Manager for Global Operations at Refurbed.
Refurbed is an online electronics platform. So essentially we sell refurbished electronics. And what that means is that we have things like phones, laptops, tablets, gaming consoles, even kitchen appliances that are all refurbished. So they were once used, go through an up to 40-step refurbishment process, and then they work exactly like new, but they're actually sold at an average about 40% cheaper versus a new device.
A significant concern in the smartphone industry is electronic waste. With millions of phones discarded annually, e-waste has become one of the fastest growing waste streams worldwide. These discarded phones often end up in landfills where they can release harmful toxins into the environment. To better understand their environmental impact, Refurbed worked with a research institute in Austria to obtain tangible, transparent environmental indicators based on scientific methods for 5 reference products.
So when it comes to specific figures on the amount of e-waste we've saved over 380,000 tonnes of e-waste so far at Refurbed. So that would be the actual devices going to landfill. But aside from that as well, the refurbishment of devices or of electronics saves a lot of carbon and also saves a lot of water. So we did some research with the Fraunhofer Institute. They're a research institute in Austria. They'd be quite renowned. And from the research we've done with them, we see that refurbished tech on average saves 80% of carbon versus the creation of a new device, saves over 70% of the e-waste and actually over 90% of the water usage. So overall, customers are really, really making an impact on the environment when they're opting for refurbished technology.
At Refurbed, sustainability is at the core of their business. They're committed to reducing electronic waste and minimising the carbon footprint associated with the production of new devices. To further their sustainability efforts, Refurbed partners with Reforest Nation, a tree planting NGO dedicated to restoring and preserving Ireland's natural landscapes.
At Refurbed, the devices on average save about 80% of carbon versus new. But with that in mind, that means there still is 20% produced. So we want to make sure that we're doing as much for the environment as we possibly can. And one of the things that we do there is that we plant trees, and they're all native trees. So we plant within Ireland, and we also plant in other countries around the world. And for every product that's sold, we plant a tree, and the tree is native to that location. And what that means is you're planting a tree that's going to sequester carbon, and it's going to reduce the carbon impact, but also it's creating local biodiversity. So it's making habitats for birds, for, you know, insects, small animals around Ireland and around other countries. So it's something we're really proud to do because it's a positive impact for the environment.
In November 2023, new rules to make it easier for consumers to have electronic or electrical goods repaired rather than replaced and binned were passed by the European Parliament. That's something Refurbed strongly supports.
So that actually is not specific to refurbished tech. It's for all tech, that if you buy a device, even new, you should have a right to repair it. There's a lot of companies who make it really difficult for customers to repair devices, or if you do repair it, then it's no longer under their warranty. And it's just a difficult, cumbersome process. They put a lot of blockers in there, and we want those blockers to be removed because it's not fair for consumers, number one, to have to go through these difficult and costly processes. But number two, it's also really unfair in the environment that there's a device where 100% can be fixed, no problem, no questions, but people are just putting blocks in there for capital gain. So that's something that we're also fighting hard against. And it's really nice to see there have been some changes. As of 2024, the universal charger is being brought in, and that's by EU law. And that means that all devices, like small electronics, will have to be able to be charged with a USB-C charger. So they all have the one port, which means we won't need to be having 25 different chargers for 25 different devices in our houses. So that's one small step in the right direction. But we really want to continue to lobby that at a European level.
To learn more about refurbished electronics and their impacts, visit refurbed.ie or check the show notes of this episode.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.